And before I
Amen.
start the gospel, I want to say, yeah, everybody, we talked about Joseph, and we know that Joseph is Joseph of the technicolored coat, and the brothers boo. They threw him into, you know, they sold him, and they threw him into the pit, and the whole story. Okay, and eventually he becomes Pharaoh's helper. But Joseph is my favorite character in the Old Testament. You should read the story, because Joseph was a brat. He was this arrogant little teenager. When they talk about his dreams were, I'm so great, you brothers are going to bow before me. And then even he said to his father, you're going to bow before me too. And the father said, you know, you're a brat, but I love you the most because you're Rachel's child. And it was, you know, a child from his old age. So when the boys, his brothers, saw him, that's why they hated him. He said, look at this brat. We worked for dad for so long, and now this little brat is going to come and tell us he's so wonderful. So let's get rid of him. But the reason I love Joseph the most is because when you read the story of Joseph and he goes to prison and he goes to Egypt, Joseph is the only patriarch that God did not appear, you know, Yahweh did not talk to him directly. God talked to, he talked to Adam, he talked to Abraham, he talked to his father, but you know, from your womb, I'm going to build this family. God never talks to Joseph. It was Joseph's faith. Joseph believed in Yahweh. Joseph had tremendous faith, and that faith got him through being in Egypt, you know, the whole, the 13 years that he suffered as a prisoner. And then when he had his dreams with Pharaoh, that he's, you know, that's why he came out of jail. You got to read the story. It's a fabulous story, but it was a little brat. But that brat went all through those trials. He had tremendous faith that God did not talk to him directly, but he had God in his heart. And that's what we're called to do. So read Joseph. It's the best story in the world. Okay. Now to today's gospel. Now, some Christians have an inaccurate understanding of Pharisees. The New Testament always portrays Pharisees as these religious men who try to entrap and punish Jesus because of his teachings. But in reality, Pharisees were very devout men who interpreted the sacred Jewish laws, and that's Torah and the accompanying tradition. So they were very holy men. And for example, in Judaism, certain foods are forbidden to the Jewish community, but they're considered to be unclean, like pig. That's why a devout Jew, an Orthodox Jew, doesn't eat bacon, doesn't eat ham. And for generations, hundreds of years, Pharisees diligently practiced and expounded these laws, and it was for the spiritual good of the people. So Pharisees were holy men. Now, Jesus comes along and disrupted their thinking by reinterpreting these traditions. Earlier in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus states, "Don't think that I've come to destroy the laws of Moses or the teachings of the prophets. I have not come to destroy the teachings, but to give them full meaning." So in today's reading, Jesus declares, it's not what goes into the mouth that it's evil. It's what comes out. Evil comes out by what you say. Therefore, no food is unclean. Whatever we drink or we eat goes into the body and it comes out. It goes in the sewer. But the words we speak, they come from the heart. Words of envy, evil intentions, slander, lies against our neighbors, all that can be daggers causing pain and emotional anguish. That is what is sinful, and that's what's breaking the laws of God. Jesus tells us God's laws of love and forgiveness are for the people. God's law should never be a burden, but a way of life that sets us free. People can be blind to this truth when they become followers of church rules and doctrines instead of the words of Jesus Christ. And to make a point, some people say, well, the Bible says, you stop them right there and you ask them, what did Jesus say? It's like they didn't read the whole Bible. Jesus does not condemn people because they don't go to church on Sunday, or because they're liberal, or because they're conservative. Jesus' basic, uncomplicated law is to love the way we want to be loved. Jesus focuses on caring for anyone who's in need. Again, Matthew writes, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. And Matthew also writes, truly I say to you, as you did it to the least of my brethren, you did it to me. Now, the second half of the gospel is confusing. After all this bravado about loving and accepting, Jesus shuns a Canaanite woman who's pleading for her daughter who is tormented by demons. Jesus harshly says, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel's house. Now, this Canaanite woman was probably not a follower of Jesus, but she heard all the stories of his healing power and mercy. This story shows us the love and faith of this tenacious woman who risked humiliation and rejection to save her daughter. In this story, we witness the miracle of the cure, but we observe Jesus' public inclusion of this mother, an alien, because of her great trust in Christ's love. Now, in today, due to the explosion of technology that we have, the world is getting smaller and smaller, and we become more aware of ideas and cultures of religion. We can study how other cultures understand God, how they understand creation and the meaning of life. Now, our divine gifts, we were blessed with the gifts of reason and understanding, and they allow us to explore different interpretations of God without being intimidated or being afraid. When we're anchored in faith and when we're anchored in trust, we can be more open to other philosophies or concepts of God. I don't believe our creator God, Allah, Yahweh, is an Episcopalian or is Jewish or is a Muslim. God is God and God is love. And most religions' fundamental core is love, respect, goodness, kindness, not radicalism or judgment. When Native Americans burn sage, you know, when Christian kneels in prayer, when Hindus sit in deep meditation, and they're all centered on the well-being of other people, they are united with the divine. So let me tell you in Matthew, now go and learn the meaning of scripture. I want you to show mercy, not offer sacrifice. In the Hebrew Testament, Hosea writes, for I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. In the Quran, on those who believe and do good works, there shall be no sin for what they eat, provided they fear God, believe and do good works, and Allah loves those who do good. So emulate God's love and acceptance of all people. Don't muddle your life with rules and regulation. Find the essence of God in your life and in your neighbor. Amen.